This is Terry Laundry. Welcome to the special update for the market close as of Wednesday, July 15th. As you'll notice, early this morning before the market, I opened posted an update that says strength today will confirm a new T with good upside potential as my original forecast. And I'm going ahead with a chart, which you can now check out below. The important thing to me about this chart is the size of the new T. You can see the cash buildup phase, which is the declining tops pattern in the old T. Looks pretty pretty long, going from about a week into December down to the early period of March, just into March about a week. And that gave a reasonable run-up to its projected top date by means of the time symmetry. And that is that the market rally to the next top is the same amount of number of days as the green cash below. It looks like that line is black to me. I guess I didn't get the color right. The new T, by comparison, is much longer, and it actually is probably that length is accounted for why we got a breakdown below the black 55-day moving average, which is a sort of a, I guess, something they throw out to make life difficult for those of us following the market technically. You'll notice that the red arrows down at the bottom in the oscillator show the rising bottoms pattern. It's important to note that the rising bottoms pattern that we see here is different than the one back in the May time period or in the mid-June time period, because the rising bottoms are occurring while the market is making a new low. In other words, you want a divergence between the oscillators rising, and at the same points with the oscillators are higher, you want to see that the S&P directly above it is made a lower low. That's what, when I was in my early days, defined as the accumulation pattern. It's very bullish in a bull market. It's not so bullish in a bear market, but it will give you a rally, but it's not bullish. This T has, I think, probably has tremendous potential. You know, when you look at the cash buildup line there and you see how long it is, you might think that there's something that's in there that's giving the power of this rally, but it isn't. It's the advanced decline T that's giving you the power. It's all the cash that was built up from the late 07 down to the bottom in the sort of third week in November, and then that's being now put in, and it's just caught the market at a point where when you look at the S&P 500, you can see it couldn't get above the 940 level, and there was this big drop where it came down from sort of the 1200 level down to the 940 level, and that big drop there is a lot of cash was built up on that period, and then the next drop that came down into the mid-November low. That money is now really what's pushing this T up. The oscillator gives you a time projection for a right side of a T, which goes off this chart, but it's really that kind of money that's coming in, and I think this is going to turn out to be very bullish. It's probably one of the better bullish T's in history, primarily because it's remember there was the commentary before was that there's a head and shoulders top pattern, but there's really a head and shoulders bottom pattern forming. And if you know anything about that technically, the bottom pattern of the head is the March low. The left shoulder, which is where you start to turn, is not the mid-November low. It's the October low where the oscillator went down to off the bottom of the page there. It's not the price low. It's the momentum low. And if you look at that October oscillator low, then look at the low in early March. That's the left shoulder back in October 08. The head is in the early March time period, and the right shoulder is right now symmetrically time related around the head, and we're turning up, and we have the capability to take the S&P and put it up into the 1200 area. In other words, we're going to get that money that came out of the market going down the meat of that sharp decline is now going to come back into the market. So I think you're going to have a very bullish picture on the upside with all that money coming in, and we won't really know whether that's true or not until we see how high this oscillator is. See, the oscillator is going to run into an overbought condition pretty soon. But that usually has 7 or 8 days to go to it. So you can see them. If they hesitate, they'll just blow it up again. And if you can get that oscillator to go very, very high, it's very, very bullish for the future, because once you get the momentum, you've got things going. Otherwise, the way to judge the T is just to say, how long does it take before it can get above the old high, which is that 940 top, which was in the early part of June, and see how that goes. So all in all, it's going to be a big T, and I would be optimistic on it. And you can buy into it. After you get up to the overbought level, you'll see that how the other market activity works is once it spikes, the oscillator is going to take about 7 days to work itself down. And if you can ever get it back to the zero line again, you can get another buy point at that point in time. So that's about the story. We still have more things to do on the upside, but to get some confirmation here. But I would say it's a very promising picture, and I think that the main thing to keep in mind if you're a longer-term investor is that the advanced decline T is the one that's giving this power, and you have plenty of time to, because this has a long time period to make any adjustments you want to. And otherwise, you should relax and enjoy the ride. Thank you. Bye-bye.